It's just warning you. So if you're thinking that you want to leave Miller and all their surcharges and stuff like that, you might want to stay. I don't know. Maybe it's just as bad as over there, but it's worth paying the surcharges just for the privacy, maybe. I don't know. But no, I'm kidding. It's good. It's good. We're going to start off with a few announcements. If you want to go to your bulletin and look through that section there. First off, there's the bulletin insert there about the Book Eater Give Back Days. They have that organization or whatever, they've given a lot to the youth group and stuff for different sports stuff and everything. So if you are available that day, September 6th, you go ahead and help them out. It's a good opportunity to give back to the community and for all that they do for the community around here. So make note of that, mark it on your calendar and plan to show up and talk to Chris about that. So we're still looking for Sunday school substitutes. There's a list out there, a sign-up sheet. Go ahead and write your name down, mark who you want to help with and the groups you want to do, and we'll get you on the list and call you when we need you. If you have any questions, you can talk to me or Mark about that. Promotion Sunday and Sunday school picnic is next week, so that's a carry-in dinner. In the past, they've gone to the park, but now that we have everything here, we'll have the park out back. So we'll do our promotion directly after the service, and then we'll go in straight into Sunday school, and then we'll have the carry-in dinner right after Sunday school. So come, dress casual, because it's a picnic, and we are going to also have a bunch of stuff outside. So bring lawn chairs if you want to eat outside, and then we can have all that set up there and ready to go and do that. And then also that night, we're going to have all that stuff set up for the back-to-school bash. So that's for the youth group, grade 7 through 12. That'll start here at the church at 6. Then also, it's that time of year again with school starting and all that stuff. It's Club Rock. That starts on October 1st. So we've got sign-up sheets out there for cookies and bars and stuff to bring. There's instructions on it. And then there's also the sign-up sheet for help. Actually, I think there's one sheet that's not out there. Or are they all out there? They're all out there. Okay, there's two out there? Okay, I got it right. I thought I had it messed up. April's in charge of all that, so she does it all. So that's all out there. If you can help, that'd be awesome. If you have any questions about that, where we need the most help, come talk to me, and we'll put you with the 5th and 6th graders. So some of you heard. That's good. So the church membership class will be September 7th and the 14th. If you got more questions about that and wanting to become a member, or you just want to know more about the church, talk to Jim about that and he can get you there. And there's a sign-up sheet also in the foyer. So are there any other announcements this morning? Okay, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from Colossians 1, 15 through 20. And it says this: He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross.
Please stand together as we join together in singing hymn number 506. Use your hymn books or up on the screen. I will sing of my Redeemer, 506.
I will sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross he suffered, from the curse to set me free. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. restoring, how my lost estate to save. In his boundless love and mercy, he the ransom freely gave. Sing, oh, sing of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. I will praise my dear Redeemer, his triumphant power I'll tell, how the victory he giveth over sin and death and hell. Sing, oh, sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. I will sing of my Redeemer and his heavenly love to me. He from death to life hath brought me, Son of God with him to be. Sing, oh, sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free.
Greet one another with it, if you would, this morning.
I forgot I have to do this today, so. All right, some praises and prayer requests. You probably saw emails this week about Ed Morgan was taken to Sioux Falls to the Heart Hospital. The latest update for Ed is Bonnie said we need to be praying that his blood will thicken so that they can do an angiogram. But right now there is not any signs of new infection, so that's good. But please continue to be praying for Ed and for Bonnie, and then also their daughter and granddaughter there with Bonnie, so that's good that they're able to be there. Dalton Hinman, who is Chad and Stacy's nephew, Cheryl's grandson. He goes to Rochester this week to Mayo for some follow-up on his heart. He's had a number of heart procedures in his young life, so you could be praying for Dalton. As Pastor Abe mentioned, school is starting up this week, so that's either a praise or a prayer request, depending on your station of life right now. But not only the K-12 schools, but a lot of colleges are getting started here pretty soon as well, so we'll be praying for our college students, our K-12 students, also teachers and staff at the different schools. And then in the news, of course, you probably saw that President Trump and President Putin had a meeting on Friday. And tomorrow, President Trump and President Zelensky of Ukraine are supposed to be meeting. So be praying for the situation in Ukraine and that peace could be orchestrated there in that war that's been going on for several years. So other praises or prayer requests this morning? June. It's what relation to Ron?
Yeah.
No, what relation?
Brother Jerry's wife, Shirley.
Okay, so Ron's sister-in-law. Okay.
And she's not so young, so surgery isn't so wonderful anymore.
Okay. Other praises or prayer requests today? Yeah, Tammy. Okay. All right. So all of you are going? No? Just Tammy and Bob? Okay. And Joshua, too. Okay. Taking a trip down to Nebraska later this week. So pray that that will work out and have safe travels. Brad? Okay.
He said they just kept dumping water in the radiator and they made it.
Okay. All right. Well, the Romanos, if you were here last week, the Romano family was here with us, and they're going to be scheduled to be in the States for a few more weeks before they go back to Italy. When they left here, they're going to Montana. Their van broke down, had some issues. The mechanic told them they should not be driving it, but they were able to make it back to Milwaukee late last night. So I'm sure that changed their plans a little bit for their travels, but thankful that they made it safely back there and pray that they'll get another vehicle they can use for the rest of their time in the States. Anything else today, Ernie?
I'm 18 months post radiation for prostate cancer. I had my 18-month checkup last week, and the doctor said that's probably the lowest PSA rating he's ever seen post radiation.
Excellent. Well, praise the Lord. I'm glad to hear that. So 18 months checkup for Ernie, and his PSA numbers are the lowest the doctor says he's seen. So great news for Ernie. Very thankful to hear that. Anything else? Yes.
We're happy to report they finally got Eli scheduled for his heart surgery in Mayo.
Okay. Okay, October 13th? Okay. All right, so in the other health needs section, just below Ed Morgan, you see Elias, Royce and Linda's grandson. He has got his surgery scheduled for October 13th. So be praying for that. Praise that they got it scheduled and pray that that will go well when the time comes. Anything else? Yes, Terry. Okay. Yeah. All right. So last week we it was mentioned to pray for Trent and others who lost their jobs with the closing of several newspapers, and it looks like that they may be reopening under new ownership. So pray for those details, and that's a good news for Trent and others. So anything else? All right. Need some rain. Okay. All right, we'll pray for some rain. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've given to us. We thank you for the privilege that we have to come together to worship you. We thank you for this congregation and for each one who is here today. We pray for those that can't be with us, or maybe they're traveling, maybe there's illness. We pray for those that are watching on the live stream as well. We thank you for the opportunity for them to be part of our service, even though they can't be here in person. We pray that you would be with our time together this morning and ask that it would be honoring to you and that it would be edifying for everyone who is here. We pray that you would be with these requests that we've shared this morning, and also we're thankful for the praises that have been shared. We're thankful for Ernie's good report with his follow-up, and we pray that you would continue to watch over him and pray that his numbers would continue to stay low and that he will stay healthy, and we thank you for that good report. We thank you for watching over the Romanos. We thank you that even though their travel plans have been rearranged a little bit, that they are safe and that they were able to make it back to Milwaukee in the van that they were driving. And we just pray that you would provide another vehicle for them to use during the next few weeks while they're still in the States, and pray that you continue to watch over their travels. We thank you for their time here with us last week and for the opportunity to hear an update on their work in Italy and other countries where they're able to minister. We thank you for the news about the newspapers and new ownership and the likelihood of those being able to reopen. We thank you for the good news that is, especially for Trent and others who were facing unemployment with the sudden closing of the papers. We just pray you'd continue to work out those details and that it would be positions that would provide for their needs. We pray for the requests we've heard this morning. We are mindful of the fact that we could use a little rain, and we pray that you would provide some rain for us. Thank you for a little bit that's falling this morning. We're also mindful of places at different parts of the country where they've had too much rain, as well as others that haven't had enough. And so we're just mindful that as humans, we sometimes are seemingly never quite satisfied with what we have, and then sometimes we get too much or too little of whatever it is, and then we can sometimes start to be more complainers than anything else. But we just thank you that we know that you are aware of our needs and the needs of the earth, and that you provide what you have deemed appropriate at the right time. But we do pray that there would be some rain that would come. We pray that you would be with the start of school for not just our K-12 students in Miller and at SBA and other area schools. We're mindful of the excitement and also sometimes the nervousness that can come with the start of a new school year, especially students who maybe are starting in a new school or starting school for the first time. For faculty and staff, maybe they're in new positions, so pray that you would guide them. We just pray that you would be with the schools, guide the teachers and the staff members and the students as well. We pray for safety. Many students traveling, driving themselves or traveling on buses, sports and co-curricular activities. We just pray for protection. We pray for a good school year. We thank you for the opportunities that our church has with Club Rock and the opportunity that is for the elementary students to be here, to hear your word, to spend time with friends. We pray that you'd be with Pastor Abe and with the need for volunteers for Club Rock. You would provide the people that are needed for the different positions. We think also of our college students, those that are headed off to college for the first time or those that are returning to school. We pray for them and their transition, and pray that you'd give them a good year as well. We pray that you'd be with Tammy and Josh and Bob as they head down to Nebraska later this week. We pray that would be a fun trip and a safe time, and you just watch over them and their travels. We do pray that you would be with Ron's sister-in-law, and we pray for healing and just guidance from the doctors and knowing what they need to do there. And we're mindful of Ed and the needs that he has. Thank you that he was able to get to the hospital. And we just pray that, as Bonnie has shared, that his blood would thicken to the point where they can do the angiogram to see if there are some specific things that need to be addressed. And we pray that you would just encourage Ed and be with his spirits. Thank you that Bonnie is able to have their daughter and granddaughter there with her. And we pray that you would come alongside them during this time as well. We think about our missionaries that we were able to be part of supporting them both financially and in prayer support. And we're mindful of the work that the Manas do in different places around the world with Youth for Christ. But we know that they have a significant connection with Ukraine. And we know that it's been heavy on their hearts. And as we think about the meeting that was held last Friday and the meeting that's scheduled for tomorrow, we pray that you would be with the leaders of Russia and Ukraine and with President Trump and his involvement in seeking to be part of negotiating an end to the fighting. We pray that that is something that would be able to be worked out. We pray that the war would come to an end, and we pray that you would just continue to be with that situation. We're mindful of the situation in the Middle East right now as well, and other places in the world where there is tension and conflict. We know that that's the reality of the world that we live in, but we know that it's also something that we can be in prayer for, and that you would work in those situations. We're mindful as well of the men and women who serve in our armed forces. We thank you for their willingness to do that, and we know that that it is a significant responsibility that they have, and especially those that are separated from their families while they're serving and those that are deployed overseas. We pray for your protection for them. We ask for guidance for our elected officials and decisions that they make, and especially those making decisions pertaining to the deployment of military personnel. Again, we thank you for our church. We thank you for the different ministries that we have here and that we're able to be part of. We thank you for your provision for our needs as individuals and also as a church. And as we take the offering now, we just ask that you would bless the gifts that are received this morning. Pray that we would use them wisely in the furtherance of your kingdom, that we would be good stewards of what you have entrusted us with. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Janelle. Take your hymnals and look on the screen. We'll sing hymn number 345, Blessed Assurance. You can wait to stand to the next one, it'd be fine. If you want to stand now, that'd be fine too. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fool.
grace of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, look from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Turn back to hymn 528 if you're using hymn books. No one ever cared for me like Jesus.
I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found in him a friend so strong and true, I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. All my heart was full of misery and woe. Jesus placed his strong and loving arms around me. He led me in the way I ought to go. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. Every day he comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand his words of love. But I'll never tell just why he came to save me, till someday I see his blessed face above. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me.